on 882 6PR. This is Sports Today.
Welcome back to Sports Today for yeslions.com.au. And our guest out of the Fremantle Dockers is Daniel Pearce. He joins us now. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You ready to go?
Ready to roll.
There's nothing better than the end of a pre-season, mate, is there? And that ain't long to go now.
That is music to the ears here in the end of pre-season. So, no, all the boys, second phase of pre-season, getting into NAB Cup has been a good transition. And I think all the boys are ready to get NAB 3 out of the way and really start, looking forward to round one.
You got a few pre-seasons under your belt now. How did this one compare to the others?
Yeah, no, everything's been ticking on great. We are just trying to fine-tune a few things going forward this year as a team. And, it's been a good period here so far at Fremantle, personally and for the team, and hopefully we can go a few steps better.
Has that been the big thing, as you said, working on things going forward? All the talk about the Dockers scoring a bit more this year?
Yeah, no, exactly right. We're well aware that we want to continue our proving and continue our attacking and keep improving in that area. But, in doing that, we can't let our defensive side slip. So just making sure we keep working on our defensive side and in the process try and score a few more goals.
As you've sort of tried to implement, different strategies and different factors into your game plan, your game style, what sort of training around, say, the reduced rotation and, say, that transition have you done, mate, in this preseason? Have you done much or not yet?
No, nothing really specific. I think a lot of the talk this year has been about midfielders going forward and trying to kick a few more goals that way. So I'm pretty sure we'll probably head down that route. And, if we can get Fifey down forward, I'm sure he's going to be a nightmare matchup for anyone having to go back and defend him. So if we can get the mids to pop up and kick a few and, make sure we give our forward line players the best delivery that we can and finish those off, we can just keep working on from there.
You've always been in your own game since you've come to Fremantle pretty productive in that area. I mean, 43 goals from 72 games. You have had that ability to sneak forward yourself already.
Yeah, so I play playing on the wing, get up and down. And as I said, our defence is a real big driving force. So try and get down and help them out. And then if I can sneak forward and snag one, it's been a good day, hopefully.
You're usually up there leading the club for inside 50s. How much work has gone into changing the ball movement this year, heading inside 50? And how hard is that kick to execute?
Yeah, every team is trying to stop the other one from scoring, obviously. So they the forward 50 is usually, if it's not, the ball's not moving quick, it's going to be packed full of numbers. So really trying to find that spare man and just trying to make every play predictable for everyone to read and, try and get as many numbers as we can there. And that's probably been the thing we're really trying to work on and just trying to make it free-flowing and really make sure we hit up the forwards and give them the best opportunity to sort of have a shot from a gettable angle. You don't want to be having 50, 20 shots out by the wing all day. So you want to try and straighten up and give them the easiest shot possible.
Now, for you, 12 seasons going back. You started in 2005. Going to be 30 in April. What have you had to do, say, to stay ahead of the pack? Because, mate, when you've been in the system for that long, you can get yourself into little situations physically, injury and so on, that you've got to maintain and make sure that you keep right. Have you been able to sort of keep yourself pretty healthy?
Yeah, so that's the key. A lot of it's got to do with luck. I've been pretty lucky without any serious injuries. I think the serious one is a fractured jaw, which is late in the year, and a couple of broken things here and there that can just be sort of nullified for the game. So I've been lucky in that sense, and probably just trying to the pre-season programs that the fitness coaches give you every year. As long as you stay on ahead of that and report back to December or November, whenever you report back in good shape, it sort of gives you a good springboard to really hit the year and, again, hope and pray that you play well to hold your spot and don't get injured.
Because, mate, I was just looking back through your record. Mate, you have been remarkably resilient, because the only time you didn't make it to 20 games was 2011 after your debut season. Every other year you've played 20-plus games and been a big part of finals.
And hasn't missed a game since coming to Freo.
No, yeah, they dropped me the Port game, the game this year. Yeah.
But, like, with injury, though?
No, yeah, no, no injury. No, it was, yeah, the strategy going into the finals just gone. So, no, yeah, as I said, I think luck is a big thing. And, again, just making sure you play well enough to hold your spot. So I've been pretty fortunate in that area. And, you know, I've played for some great coaches over the I'm speaking. You got me speaking like an old guy now.
you are, mate. You are. What about these young bucks you're going to have to try and keep out of the team? Because, mate, all of a sudden, as you're starting to get a bit older, there's these young blokes coming in. You see them running these beep tests. They're running the 4Ks. They're like ferrets, and you've got to try and chase them.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? The young blokes coming in now running bloody tests and sprints and strengths. And all, they come in looking like men, don't they? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, that's probably one of the benefits of playing football. It's the sort of, you know, you got the good mix of the old guys and the young guys. You know, you got 30-year-olds, and every year you get a young list of, you know, 18, 19-year-olds coming in. So it does keep you young. And you know, the start of the year is always exciting when you first come back, and then you hit that grind of pre-season, and then games start rolling in, and then you can start feeling the adrenaline and all the excitement about getting back into the year. And as long as you've got a sort of good personal motivated belief and you know, love and enjoy what you're doing, it does keep you young and spry on your toes.
That Port game didn't count, by the way, because they dropped everyone for that game, mate. So we're keeping
that. I was trying to play it off.
we're keeping that one off your record. Now, Michael Walters, is he walking around the club saying that he's still a forward, or is he a full blown midfielder now?
Sonny's walking around saying he's full forward. He's the next Tony Lockett, if you ask Sonny. No, he's. I think we can use him, you know, all around the ground. He's a proven goal kicker. I think he's led. I think he's kicked the most goals at the club since I've been there. Anyway, so he's he can kick goals, and just to add another string to his bow and get him in the midfield, and really sort of, if he is copping that hard target in the forward line, he can go on ball again with our on ballers going forward, and hopefully try and shake that, but also get a few touches and then go forward and kick a goal. It should cause a bit of trouble in most defences, I think.
The AFL confirmed yesterday that the 10-metre rule around the players after they've taken a mark is going to go ahead in the full season. How much has that been spoken about, and is it much of an adjustment to make?
We haven't spoken about it too much. When we had our first internal trial, it sort of bit us in the bum a little bit, just sort of encroaching on that that area. But we haven't spoken about it too much. But, yeah, it is. You just got to be aware now when someone does take the mark, either running through or running next to them, and that there is that. They drew up the diagram of how much space they're going to have, you know, sort of 5x5 either side, 10 metres long. And it's a big area for the guy taking the mark. So that's just going to put a premium on making sure you hit your target and the guy's marking it, and then it gives them a lot of space to try and make a good decision.
50 metres for that's a joke. You don't have to agree with me, but that's my humble opinion, mate. Really appreciate you giving us some time. Look forward to seeing you in action on the weekend. We'll be broadcasting here on 6PR. Take care.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me.